It's all hugs and relief at Sana'a Airport as a prisoner exchange comes to completion after 3 days. But it's taken months of negotiation.
I miss my mom, dad, my kids, and my entire family.
The swap was brokered by the UN and involved the release of over 700 detained Houthis and more than 180 other prisoners, including Saudi soldiers and Sudanese troops fighting with the Saudi-led coalition. The Iranian-backed Houthis took Sana'a in 2014, sparking a war and the involvement of Saudi Arabia and allies such as the UAE trying to restore the internationally recognized government. A deadlock in fighting led to what's been described as the world's worst humanitarian disaster, with 150,000 people dead. The prisoner exchange is a vital part of a deal to revive an expired ceasefire and embark on talks to settle the conflict. But with allegations of mistreatment and torture on both sides, there's still a long way to go before peace can come.
Today we are receiving a new batch of our heroes, prisoners who are coming from Marib province. We have received the first batch, and we are waiting for the second. More than 100 prisoners, maybe 108 of our heroes who have endured in the field and in captivity, despite the torture that they were subjected to, as we were told.
The deal includes high-profile prisoners on both sides, a sign of how seriously each side is taking the move toward peace. This is the largest prisoner exchange since October 2020, and both sides say they will continue talking after the upcoming Eid holiday. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera.